You're welcome, Mom, Nicolas Maduro, Sandro Castro issue Mother's Day messages. By Christian K. Caruso on May 11, 2026. Venezuela's deposed socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro and Sandro Castro. Fidel Castro's influencer grandson, both published messages marking the occasion of Mother's Day on Sunday. At press time, it remains unclear how Maduro, who is currently imprisoned in New York on narco-terrorism charges, managed to post a Mother's Day message on his social media accounts. In the message, which Maduro dedicated to all mothers in Venezuela and the world, the deposed dictator and his wife, Celia Flores, sent a hug filled with love, respect, and gratitude to all mothers, praising them for their love, creation, loyalty, strength, and other virtues. The message invited them to read 1 John 5:14-15 from the Bible to pray for the peace, union, and happiness of our homeland. Celia and I congratulate you, embrace you in eternal commitment, and thank you for all the constant support we have received and felt from the mothers of Venezuela and the world, the message read in part. Maduro signed the message by attributing himself the title of constitutional president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela despite the fact that he clung himself to power for years by holding fraudulent elections in which only hand-picked rivals were allowed to participate. Maduro's celebratory Mother's Day message comes hours after the Venezuelan socialist regime he once led, now under the leadership of his former vice president Delcy Rodriguez, admitted to 82-year-old mother Carmen Teresa Navas that her son, Victor Hugo Caro Navas, has been dead since 2025. The anguished elderly mother spent 16 months in search of her son, who went missing in January 2025 after Venezuelan law enforcement officials arrested him and kept him as a political prisoner. Maduro, whose socialist regime is extensively known for co-opting and twisting Christianity to further its own agenda, has published similar messages online quoting the Bible and calling for peace and reconciliation after brutally repressing Venezuela for over a decade. At the same time, Sandro Castro, the self-described filmmaker, digital creator, and influencer of the communist Castro dynasty in Cuba, dedicated his latest piece of content to Mother's Day. The video begins with Castro grilling cans of Cristal beer, a once-renowned brand of Cuban beer that the Castro regime seized decades ago and turned into one of the world's worst brands through sheer communist mismanagement. The younger Castro has made Cristal beer a key part of his own personal branding. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Sandro Castro, at Sandro_Castrox. Castro tells Magnolia, a recurring character in his sketches, that he has to search for a pizza for his mother since she does not like grilled beer. Magnolia is a plastic hand resembling the thing from the Addams Family franchise plastered in Cristal beer branding. The sketch then cuts to Castro inside a pizzeria in Cuba, where he delivers a large wad of presumptively old Cuban pesos to a man, who complains and rejects being paid in cash. In the heated argument, Castro says that he wants to go to Hawaii but needs to leave a Hawaiian pizza to his mother. Castro delivers the pizza and a bottle of rum to his mother, who calls him her sultan, the light of my life, sorry, the blackout of my life, a joke referencing the lack of access to electricity for most non-elite Cubans on the island. The mother rejects the pizza and starts hitting Castro with one of her sandals. The video concludes with Castro atop a rooftop holding a sheet of paper with the BLWJB written in Spanish and saying that he was able to escape from Tomasa, who was acting like a real beast before expressing his congratulations to mothers on their day. So, my people, on this special day for mature women and young women, I'm looking for a sugar daddy, but I want to say that a mother is love. Happy Mother's Day to all Cuban mothers, to all mothers around the world, and every one of you is special. Enjoy the day, lovely ladies, Castro says at the end of the video. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.